Simon & Schuster Audio presents Slave Road by John Edgar Wideman. Read by David Sadson. Dedicated to Jean-Michel Basquiat, an alphabetic writer. Author's Foreword. I'm trying hard and failing to find words to say to my son, who has been awake most of the night in the emergency ward of a North Carolina hospital where his mother, my wife for 32 years until we divorced 2 decades ago, lies dying. Morning now, where my son is, and he tells me his mother has survived and been transferred back to the senior citizens' care facility in which, despite her protests, her anger, her insistence she's quite capable of taking care of herself, it has been necessary to commit her involuntarily for the past year, while various illnesses ravaged her, and she rapidly deteriorated physically and mentally. He tells me that after the frantic, exhausting, frightening ordeal of the ER, she appeared peaceful when he finally left her at dawn. A shower, a call to me, and he'll return to her bedside in a room set up for hospice care. His mother off cumbersome life support now, heavily sedated, and he hopes she will remain pain-free and calm for the hours or days or few days at most the doctors guess she may have left. But she's still fighting. My heart knows Mom's still fighting, my son says. Mom always a fighter. And I nod and agree, yes, oh yes, listening intently to my son's voice coming from the phone. But I find I have nothing to say. Only ghosts of words. A suffocating, mocking flock of them, too little, too late. Like any words I could summon up and say now to his mother. Words that would trivialize both her and myself. Words that would only demean our long, long separation, our long silence. If suddenly I found myself transported, standing at her bedside. It's hard to find words of support for my son today, on this particular morning for him that is a late afternoon for me, here across the ocean in France. As hard to find words as it is sometimes when I'm speaking to my other son, my son's younger brother, a prisoner in Arizona for over 30 years, beginning at age 16. Until 5 years ago, he was granted probation by the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency and released. Probation the board then chose for...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?